Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the November 18th meeting of the City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Welcome, everyone. We have three items left over from our morning calendar, which we're going to take up first, and then we'll get to what you came for, or at least what most of you came for. So let's take up, do you want those read together, Commissioner? 1202, 1203, and 1204, please.
1202, authorize a grant agreement with Metropolitan Contractor Improvement Partnership to support subcontractors by providing technical assistance on the beach and Gateway Parks projects for a not-to-exceed grant amount of $27,500. 1203, authorize a grant agreement with Oregon Tradeswomen, Inc. to support outreach, workforce training, and hiring efforts in East Portland neighborhoods that surround the beach and Gateway Park project sites for a not-to-exceed grant amount of $41,250. And 1204, authorize a grant agreement with Portland Youth Builders to support outreach, workforce training, and hiring efforts in East Portland neighborhoods that surround the beach and Gateway Park project sites for a not-to-exceed grant amount of $41,250.
Okay, Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. These three ordinances are grant agreements with our community partners to implement the community benefits plan for construction of Beach Park and Gateway Plaza and Park in East Portland. Here to explain is Parks Planning and Development Manager Kia Selly.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, and good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Kia Selly. I'm the Planning, Development, and Asset Manager for Portland Parks and Recreation. I am very pleased to be here this afternoon to request City Council approval of three grant agreements that will support technical business assistance for subcontractors and workforce outreach, training, and hiring for the construction of the Beach and Gateway Park projects. The community benefits plans for each of these projects have made this funding possible, specifically allocating 0.25% of the total construction cost for technical assistance, focusing on supporting disadvantaged minority and women subcontractors, and 0.75% of the total construction cost to support workforce outreach, training, and hiring. Park staff work collaboratively with procurement staff on a competitive process to select these grant recipients. The first grant recipient is with MCIP, Metropolitan Contractor Improvement Partnership, for $27,500. The intent is to maximize participation of disadvantaged minority and women subcontractors in construction and provide them with really practical technical business experience and support to make their businesses successful both during the construction project as well as after the construction project. The other two grant agreements will support workforce outreach, training, and hiring focused on East Portland. Oregon Tradeswomen, Inc. will receive $41,250 to deliver these programs in partnership with Constructing Hope and Human Solutions. And also, Portland Youth Builders will similarly receive $41,250. So Portland Parks and Recreation is really pleased to have this opportunity to demonstrate the city's commitment to East Portland. And I'm really pleased to report that we already have productive conversations between Oregon Tradeswomen and Portland Youth Builders, as well as MCIP and our general contractors for the Beach and Gateway Park projects. They're already finding ways to really make subcontractors more successful and think about how they're going to use those newly trained people on the projects. I had earlier anticipated that a lot of our work would be paying it forward, would be training folks for the future, particularly with the outreach, workforce training, and hiring. But we're actually making some great strides and getting some of those newly trained workers out into the field for these very two park projects. So that's very exciting.
Great. Thank you. Questions for Kia? Thanks very much. Are there other folks that are here to speak on these items? Support team in place, but not necessarily to speak? Okay. Thank you very much. All right, then if there's no one wants to testify on these items, we can take them up in turn and their emergency ordinances, and we can vote on them today. So roll call on 1202, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
want to note that we're not required to do this by city policy because it's under the threshold for our community benefits policy. We're doing it because it's the right thing to do, and I'm particularly grateful to Kia Selly and her team for working on this and putting such good heart into it and getting such great outcomes already. Also to Christine Moody and Procurement Services for their significant assistance in developing this community benefits plan. Our community partners were instrumental in helping it get defined. Also, City Attorney Lisa Gramp, who has worked on the community benefits agreements, has been extremely helpful to us. Thank you very much. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. And 1203.
Novick.
Aye.
The other unique thing about this community benefits plan is it looks at providing work for residents and businesses in East Portland. So it is very locationally specific and beyond a traditional community benefits agreement, which is more focused on union and wage policies and skilled training. So I'm very pleased about that, too. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And 1204.
Novick?
Aye.
I'm trying to think what else I've forgotten in my previous two votes. Thanks very much to my staff, Patty Howard and Tim Crail, for working on this. Aye.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Well, aside from the workforce piece, it's just nice to see more progress in East Portland. Aye. Thank you all very much.